Next item is a second reading again. This is item 140.
Establish a heavy vehicle use tax to fund Portland street repair and traffic safety program.
Colleagues, any further discussion? Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
So I acknowledge and appreciate the Portland Freight Committee working with the city to identify the high priority projects, and we realize how much they care about safety. We are recognizing the balance of federal, state, and local funds. The passage of this ordinance reaffirms Portland's support for ensuring that heavyweight trucks pay their fair share. Very small number of very large companies pay the bulk of the tax, and I appreciate Commissioner Udaly and her staff for getting us that information after the testimony last week. Very few companies are paying the tens of thousands, in fact.
None of them are.
Right, they're not paying, thank you. Yeah, not paying tens of thousands, they're paying an annual $48,900, and it's based on income. So it's entirely reasonable to have those who are the biggest companies paying their fair share. And I'm very happy that we have restored the rate so that the gas tax, which went to the voters last week, and this are definitely part of the package. Aye.
Hardesty?
I'm very grateful to Commissioner Udaly's office and her staff for actually following up with me after our last testimony. I did have concern about what we had heard in this chamber about the enormous costs to truckers. I found out that information was not exactly accurate, and I am very happy to vote in favor of renewing this tax. I vote aye.
Udaly.
The heavy vehicle use tax gives us some of the resources we need to deliver on pavement maintenance work that the freight community has asked us to prioritize. Considering those maintenance needs are in part due to the use of those roads by heavy vehicles, asking heavy vehicles to contribute a fair share, which is approximately 13% of the cost based on a respected methodology used by the state of Oregon, is the right thing to do. The vast majority of companies pay less than $65 per month. There is an appeals process for companies that have a very low impact on Portland streets. Moving forward, we are committed to making sure that the program is more efficient and balanced. I do want to note that I reached out to Commissioner Novick during the last hearing because I was overwhelmed by some of the confusing information that was given in testimony, and I asked him if this fee was intended to expire in 4 years, and I will paraphrase him. He said that while the tax expires in 4 years, we created it to be parallel to the gas tax. The fair share principle certainly does not expire, and it was never intended to be temporary. So I want to thank you to everyone who contributed comments, to my colleagues and to my colleagues for their active engagement, and a really big thank you to PBOT staff who work hard every day to deliver on our commitments. It's challenging to strike the right balance between needs, wants, modes of transportation, and the wide variety of opinions about how to best achieve equitable outcomes for all users of the right-of-way. In this case, I believe we've got it right. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
I've kept an open mind on this, and I want to thank Commissioner Udaly and her staff and all the good folks at PBOT who work really, really hard on these issues. This is obviously a high-intensity issue when it comes to the truckers in our community, and I appreciate that we have our good folks, hardworking folks, smart folks on our Freight Advisory Committee, and I appreciate the input they provided. At the end of the day, I'm persuaded this is the right way to go, and I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.